You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Lo telech rachil v'amecha. It's very simple, easy command that you should not slander. I mean, hardly you never hear or see people that they slander maybe once every 70 years. That's not by mistake. So now, the Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, Zachuta Mara Aleinu, the Harav brings an interesting point that, let's say, somebody by mistake, not intentionally, spoke about somebody, and the procedure is that Ayol Zechuyot goes to him. Like, let's say if you give, like, a $10 million donation.
$10 million donation.
Right, that's what we said. So then, the zechut of this mitzvah is going to go to him, the one that you spoke about. And then, him, like, let's say, one day his tefillin was not in the right place. No, it was a little bit crooked. So that's Avera is going to go to you. So you transfer all your zechuyot, or let's say people like learn, it's called Daf Yomi or Amud Yomi every day. So now you said a few words about somebody. So let's say you finish the whole Shas. Learn, or you have shiur like 8 a.m. or 8:30 a.m. So all this zechuyot is going to go to the one that you spoke. That's what's going to happen. You're going to transfer. So now here, the Harav brings an interesting point that you understood so far. You understand? You understand? I woke you up or you were awake?
No, we're awake.
I woke you up. But you understood what happened so far?
Yes. Yes, you transfer all your good things and you receive all the negative things.
Right. And that's
Hello. People make stuff that people talk to them rationalize.
Yeah, you have to send them gift, yeah.
Yes.
Send them gift. So now, here, Rabbi Ben Ishchai asks, let's say, the one that spoke Lashon Hara about you, he comes and asks Mechila. He says, I'm sorry, you know, I was upset, you know, I didn't know what I'm doing, but I said Lashon Hara about you. So Harav asks, should you forgive him or not?
Yes.
You know how many zechuyot he gave you? Now you're just going to, everything you give back? You know, the $10 million donation, all the tefillin that you know he put every day, everything is in that came to you. Are you going to give it back to him? So, no, I'm not going to forgive.
You can put condition, you can say, okay, I'm not giving you your
zechuyot. Doesn't work that way. If you mochel him, then it's going to go back to him.
If you ask in front of public 3 times for machila, automatically get transferred back.
No. There's no such a thing.
Way out.
No. Even you go 100 times, it doesn't happen. Till he mochels you.
People do things and
they
all say,
both?
Yeah.
How?
To transfer him back?
There's no such a thing. He was Shomer? He was not Shomer. No. He was wired all this zechuyot. So now he comes and says, I'm sorry. So why should you give it back to him? Right. So logically, no. Thank you so much for all the favor. no, keep doing it. You know, just keep, you know, keep doing it. You know, appreciate, you know, all these freebies of yours.
Forgiveness by itself is a big deal of yours.
Forgiveness?
If you forgive the person that asks for forgiveness, you already get a lot of yod from Hashem and you get clean up up there.
Thank you, Baruch. Beautiful, beautiful. How many people you know that when somebody says, I'm not going to give you money, he says, okay, I forgive you. You know anybody like that? So if the forgiveness is good, so you should apply for everything. So say, I forgive you. I don't. Gog or Magog. Forgiveness, that's forgiveness. So which is more important, the money or the zechuyot? For the zechuyot you forgive, for the money you don't forgive. Fine. So only for the zechuyot you forgive, for the money you don't forgive, huh? You don't. Best that is saying. Amen. Amen. Right. No, you can keep it forever. So Jimmy talking about the case that he came and asked for Mechila. If he doesn't ask for Mechila, that's it. It's always for you. And then he, you know, cleaned up all his sofuyot. That's it. There's no, you know, chance to go back. No. That's it. They changed the account, it went to the different account, and that's it. You have no access to it anymore. Then.
Filat al-Tzadikim.
Sorry?
Filat al-Tzadikim says that the Tzadikim are Shomrim Pikadon of Avonot.
Tzadikim, yeah. But he doesn't want to be Tzadik anymore. He said, you gave it to me. I'm not a Tzadik. I keep it, that's it. You know what it is? $20 million you gave donation, you know, and all the Torah you learned, all the mitzvot you did. Rabbeinu Ben Yishchai says a very beautiful point. He says, we have it's the type of clause what you mentioned. But we have a command in the Torah. It says, "Ki tir'et shor achicha o et zion nidachim." If you see a chamor or the Rolls Royce of your friend, you know, is wandering on the street, and you know it's his. So we have a command that you have to
take him home.
You have to. Take it back to the owner. So now the Torah says, Hashev teshivem la'achicha. Hashev teshivem la'achicha. So Harav says, how come the Torah says, Hashev teshivem, you for sure you return it. So Hashev, return it. You know, it's a lost item. So then, you know, take it back. Harav says, when the Torah says, Hashev teshivem la'achicha, he points out two matters. One is a materialistic, and one is a spirituality that might get lost. So now, when you spoke about another Yehudi and lost all your zechuyot, actually you lost your zechuyot.
So you lost your zechuyot to somebody else. So he found it, he has to return it.
Well, no, he doesn't need to. But if he returns it, he upset the mitzvah. So now Rav says, by returning his mitzvot, just like a lost item, you gain as much as zechuyot as having it.
Almost what I said.
Yes, yes, exactly what you said. Yes. Now here, Arav says that the zechuyot that you transferred. So if he accepts to give it back to you, because he asked for mechila, so then it's like he has been returned, whatever that he has lost. So the Torah says, if you return something that is lost, you observe the mitzvah, you get a reward. So this reward is as good as keeping his zechuyot. Yeah. So now here, the lesson here is, even though sometimes people get very hurt, you know, say, yeah, what did I do to him? Why this Sadiq is saying all these terrible things? But in case he came to his senses and came to you, Bezat Hashem, and asked for Mechila, just give him his things back. I mean, you know, you don't want other people's belonging. So give it back to him. And then you gain the same zechut as keeping it. And it's good that we would not lose our zechuyot and keep it to ourselves, so we don't need to go ask for mechila.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.